Welcome to the Lost Op podcast and the Transpyrenees race number 3, supported by our race partners Physique, Pedaled, Tailfin, Komoot, and Peak Design. First of October at TPR3, and today's the day the leading riders reach the Mediterranean coastline and begin the long haul back to the Bay of Biscay. Adam Bialek remains out in front, followed by Lucas Becker and Nahul Passerat, all with eyes on making it to CP5 and the start of the final raid parkour by nightfall. Further back, many riders are now well on their way to Control Point 3 and beyond, as they too look to reach the glorious Costa Brava. David Eyre, race director, describes what lies ahead for them.
This morning we have come through to CP3 in Bagger. We've been here as the dawn light has risen, so we arrived in the dark to find two riders just arriving at the control point. We've got about 10 more out in the national park at the moment as well, so at this point, after they've finished parkour 3, they've got two choices. They can take the road route round to Bagger and then a road climb up from there to the CP. Lots of switchbacks, tough climb. The other option that was available to riders, a gravel cut through from Jose de Cadi to the CP here, means that there's going to be some off-road riding, some smooth gravel, some slightly more technical stuff, depending on the route choice that riders take through here. There could be a little bit of hiker bike and scrambling as well, but it should be interesting to hear their stories when they arrive here.
With the leaders starting to arrive at Parkour 4 and the Costa Brava, our team in Control Car 1 are welcoming riders into Control Point 3. Finn Graf, Cap 110.
Yesterday night was hard, but today I stopped quite early, I think around 10 in La Seu, and slept for 3 hours, and started I think around 2 in the morning. There, the part there, the hiker bike, or the push, I had to push, it was quite steep, but yeah, the downhill was really nice. I think I have to do it again when it's
in the daytime.
Probably amazing.
Laurens van Gucht, Cap 23.
Yeah, I didn't have any power in the legs, so I was just trying to survive. Eat, drink, and trying to just reduce my stopping time.
Sure.
So today I feel like I can cycle again, can push the pedals again. I had a hotel, good food. Good night of sleep, so let's see what today brings.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, plan is to reach CP5 and then have one more good sleep, I guess. And then, yeah, then I don't know, then I'll enter unscheduled, uncharted territory, I guess.
Having come second in TPR1 and then having to scratch at TPR2, Sam Thompson, Cap number 2, is using his experience to ride a measured race and maintain a top 10 position so far.
How's it going, Sam?
Yeah, good. Had about 3.5 hours sleep last night, now Pastel a Casa.
8:36.
It's always the case, like, I was off the bike for 6 hours, had 3 and a bit hours sleep. By the time I got food, got a hotel, washed everything, sorted everything out. Yeah, it's just, I was doing like 2 things at once the whole time. I'll see you this afternoon because it should be good today because there's so much stuff down by, there's so many decent sized towns that I pass through down there. I'm not really planning too far ahead till later. So I'll see where I am sort of mid-afternoon and then decide then.
Charlie McFadzean, Cap 15, is also riding well near the top of the leaderboard. He arrives at Control Point 3, having decided to skip some more gravel.
What made you change your mind?
I saw the start of it, and it was like quite loose sand. And yeah, I just thought, oh, you know what, I'm not in the mood. The road was actually pretty nice, but yeah, it was just the last couple of kilometres of that climb. Savage, and then there was like some people coming down as well, and I was like, oh, I bet they took the gravel and it was fine. but yeah, it's okay. I'm only on 25 mil tyres, so I was like, yeah, the gravel might not be that fun, but...
It's a smart move then.
It was so hot yesterday, that was what was really hard. And then so cold overnight, you know, but... Yeah. Just waiting for the sun to... You get those nice couple hours where the sun's your friend because it warms you up. And then it starts being your mortal enemy.
Afternoon at TPR3 and our leaders have made it to the Mediterranean coast, where their first task will be to take on a stretch of parkour from Tossa de Mar to Palafrugell. From there, they'll continue north, back into France, and then west towards Control Point 5, not far from the beginning of the long, final raid parkour. Adam Bielek, cap number one, is first to hit the coast. Not far behind, Lucas Becker, cap 122, has been in close competition with Nahul Passerat, cap 131.
Have you been checking the tracker?
Yeah, a bit. From time to time.
You trying to close the gap to Nahul?
Yeah, I mean, we've been crisscrossing each other for quite a moment this morning.
Yeah. Do you speak to him when you see him?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff have you been saying?
I don't know. We were talking about the gravel section before checkpoint 3. Because I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it. I knew that there was some hiking inside it. And after my first crossing of my first hike, I was not so eager to to do it another time. But so I was checking where he will go. And then I see that he goes down and I was like, yeah, okay, no, I'm taking the gravel. I know I will take like at least an hour on him. And then he turned back. So he was behind me actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was going down the same way as Adam and then he turned around and went back the gravel as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's been a sunny TPR so far and the conditions are hot on the Costa Brava coastline. Nahul has one eye on the raid parkour home, if he can resist a splash in the sea to cool down.
It's so beautiful, but the sea with this temperature is in French torture. One, I want to go to swim. I hate swimming, but now I want to swim in the Mediterranean Sea. So hot, but it's very beautiful.
Could you tell me how your night was last night?
Yes, the first night always I sleep 12 minutes, always. And the second night I sleeping 1 hour half. And it's good, in a beautiful seat. And after, little by little. But now, it's time to go to the French Pyrenees. The Costa Brava is finished and let's go for the final.
Back in Soldes, the team in Control Car 1 run into Mike Smith, cap 52, as he sits down for a well-earned meal.
I've just actually had to tweet it because it's my first sit-down meal since Thursday night. I've been looking around and I've been like, I've got to get something. I've got to just have a half an hour to myself today. So much needed. I've actually got risotto coming as well.
Yeah, a bit
of
carbs.
I'm struggling a bit. Very heavy legs today. I think the first 2 days have hit me quite hard now. So I'm just I'm looking forward to coast to the coast. Can it happen? We're hoping so, aren't we? But I'm here and I'm plodding on, as they say. Plan is to, there's no real plan today. I'm just going to pedal, hoping that we make Tossa del Mar. And then if we can start the parkour at some point over there on the coast tonight, then that's a bit of a bonus. But we'll see.
Florian Klein, cap 119, is riding well, taking in the experience.
How tough this, huh? This race. But really fun.
I'm pleased you're enjoying it.
Yeah, definitely.
What's been your highlight so far?
Blasting over to Andorra yesterday. I don't know what got into me, but I made up a lot of time over the I don't know if it was the ideal route, but I was flying up there because I was hiking before.
Yeah.
So like my cycling legs were pretty fresh. I don't know if I'll pay later on.
Time will tell.
We'll see. Yeah, the hike was nice, hard, but very beautiful.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And where are you aiming for today?
I stopped making...
No goal, just...
No, right until 3 in the morning and then go to bed.
Yeah.
It's usually... that has been my... Like, the first night I slept 7 hours. The second night I slept 2. I'm trying to experiment a little bit with what happens to me.
Millie Gibbons, cap 3, has been battling it out with Molly Weaver, cap number 9, as the two fastest women in the race to this point. Millie is battling the heat on the route to CP3.
How you doing?
I'm hot.
That's it, that's all I can think
about. That literally is like all I've been thinking about for a while. And I really want to brush my teeth, but water's a sparse situation. And every time I've stopped and then I start going and I'm like, damn. And now I'm just like, get to checkpoint and brush your teeth. I was, mega surprised of how I'm doing. I was just, like I told you, I was just here for a chill get round. Now I'm in a race.
What happened?
I don't know. I literally don't know.
Is this, if this is a chill get round for you?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm like this, anyway. That's where I'm at. I'm confused. But yeah, excited to get to the CP, I think.
Rob Gardner, cap 135, is also approaching CP3. He's reflecting on the previous day and wondering how much was gained by tackling the gravel.
I had a really bad day yesterday. Just the first night, that thing about going easy on day one? And I was like, I went easy. But I also overlooked all the things that were like niggling issues and stuff that wasn't going right. And I didn't try and fix them. And then they all just caught up with me on day two and like overnight. So I just felt awful yesterday. And then the hiker bike. So tough. You always know it's going to be harder than you expect, but I did not expect it to be that hard. I don't think it was worth it. I don't know. I need to talk to the guys who went round, but I reckon it gained me at most 2 hours, maybe only 1 hour. And I was actually quite surprised I didn't do any damage to myself from like twisting an ankle or ramming a pedal into my shin or, all those things.
One of those delights.
Yeah. It was interesting.
Kit choice is always a big talking point and something riders need to make careful decisions about before they arrive at the start line. Victor Eklund, cap 16, explains his choice of flat pedals.
When I ride at home, I'm riding with SPD, classic ones, or like mountain bike, but since a year ago, for all the ultras, I've been riding flats, more comfortable for me. And before that, I had like problems with knees and Achilles. And now, since then, no problem. And I'm not even scared of having problems. So it's kind of peace of mind, because I know for me, comfort is performance, I guess. So I don't know. And then for this kind of parkour, it's kind of helpful. So I know when I'm hiking, that's when I can make time.
Tom Fitton, cap 53, has now reached the Mediterranean. He's having a fantastic race in only his second ultra.
So I've only ever done one sort of ultra event before, and that was Solstice Sprint.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that was my first one. I've not done one since then. I think I came 8th in that. So in my mind, if I came top 20 in this, I'd be absolutely over the world. So, yeah, anything like that is amazing. It's just an amazing event anyway, but it'd blow me away if I managed to do anything like that. So, yeah, keep plugging on and see what happens, I guess.
Late evening on day 3, and our three frontrunners are fighting a close race. They've left the Costa Brava behind and are fast approaching Control Point 5. From there, they will have yet another choice: to head back and take the longer route to the start of the Ray Parkour, or take on the shorter gravel option, alone in the dark. Adam Bielek, cap 1, makes it a hat-trick. He was first to Control Points 2 and 3, and now Control Point 5. As before, he's taking the road.
How are you doing, Adam?
Good. Yeah. Good so far. It was pretty slow going in the morning. I expected the Gostel road to be a bit quicker, but...
What's your plan now?
Go find some food. Hopefully I will find something, because I saw everything is closed. Sunday afternoon in France. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm definitely not going hiking now.
Next to arrive, Lucas Becker, Cap 122, along with Nahul Passarat, who will reach CP5 soon after. He's taking the gravel to the raid parkour.
It was a good motivation to know that there's somebody to catch. Because Adam, he was far away. I didn't think about that I could see him again. Well, I mean, he was going down when I came up here.
You saw him coming down?
Mm-hmm. It's funny. The last race I did, it was kind of similar. There was like a dead end, the Col de la Marie Blanche in the Vosges. And I was second as well. And the first, he was coming down, I was going up. Afterwards, I passed him.
You think you can do that again?
With the gravel, yeah. But on the parkour, he will catch me. I need to sleep. Very darling.
As night falls and another day comes to a close at TPR3, race director David Eyre is keen to see how it all pans out at the pointy end of the race.
Tomorrow we're going to be setting off along the raid parkour, so following the first three riders, Adam, Lucas and Noel, as they begin to make their way back towards the Bay of Biscay along the mighty raid Pyrenean, so just a mere 625 kilometres and near 20,000 metres of climbing lie ahead of them. And we're excited to see the different tactics and the strategy that they incorporate into their daily routines and what that means for the end result. So an exciting couple of days ahead for sure.
Join us for the next episode as we pick up our leading riders on the raid parkour. Will 4 days climbing in the Pyrenees start to take effect on those riders heading east to the Costa Brava? And are they ready for the 30 calls of the raid parkour that leads them all the way back to Saint-Jean-de-Luz? You can find daily content on our social media and read daily race reports from the road. Thanks to our sponsors, Physique, Pedaled, Tailfin, Komoot, and Peak Design.